Morning Edition continues along with Colin Jackson. I'm Lisa Autry. If you eventually get vaccinated against the coronavirus, a Western Kentucky University professor had a small hand in helping researchers learn more about how to create an effective vaccine. Matt Woodward took part in biotech company Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine trials. He's been touched personally by the virus. His parents and one set of grandparents living in different states contracted the virus at the same time.
My parents had some lingering side effects for even several weeks afterwards, and some fatigue and things like that. But they're doing fine now, so they're mostly recovered.
That's good to hear. Your family members who became infected all live out of state, and you mentioned it was hard not being able to really do anything for them. Was that the reason you were drawn to the vaccine trial?
I asked about the vaccine trial actually before they ever got infected. I was curious about where they were at with the vaccine and whether they were enrolling people. I just randomly Googled it, and something popped up with Vanderbilt and that they were going to be looking for volunteers soon. And so I sent them an email, and they said, yes, we'd be interested to have you participate, and we'll get back to you.
So you were one of 30,000 volunteers across the nation for the Moderna study. Having never participated myself in a pharmaceutical trial, I'm curious how they work, if you would kind of explain that process.
Yeah, I was interested in that too, as someone who does research but in a different field. I was interested how they structure these studies. And so my initial appointment, I came in and there was some screening to make sure I was an appropriate candidate. They wanted people who had professions and jobs where they had some risk of catching coronavirus. They took my vitals and then they gave me the injection. Then they have you wait around for about a half hour or so to make sure you don't have any adverse reactions. And then every day I would log my symptoms, whether I was having any adverse side effects or anything. So it had some set questions they would ask me, and I logged that for about a week after I got the injection.
And you had to have a follow-up injection, is that right?
I did, yeah. So it had to be a two-dose vaccine.
Did you ever feel like the proverbial human guinea pig? I mean, were you apprehensive in any way?
I felt very safe. I had a lot of trust in the doctors and the medical professionals. And I was nervous after the evening of the first vaccine injection because I'd read a little bit about before participating that some people had some side effects that were noticeable. And so I was wondering about that and a little bit anxious about that. But that went away pretty quickly.
That next day when you were feeling okay, like your normal self, were you a little bit disappointed thinking that you were in the placebo group?
You never think you'd want a little bit of mild fever or mild fatigue or something, but I was a little bit disappointed that I didn't really have any adverse reactions at all. But that doesn't mean I didn't get the vaccine, so I really have no idea whether I was in the placebo group or I got the actual injection.
Does it feel good to help, I guess, advance science to some degree and contribute to ending this pandemic eventually?
It does. And I was really excited when I heard the news about the effectiveness of the Moderna vaccine. And, we have to have volunteers to help look at the effectiveness of this to figure out a way to end this and figure out how these vaccines work.
Would you do it again?
Absolutely. I would do it in a heartbeat. I would encourage other people to do it as well, because I think once you see all the safeguards that they go through and all the rigorous steps that they have in place, it will help people really have trust and belief in the process.
We've been speaking with Matt Woodward, professor of psychological sciences at Western Kentucky University. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.